Now we're going to turn our attentions to horse racing in the programme, and in fact we're going to concentrate on an upcoming point-to-point meeting. Of course, point-to-point's always a wonderful spectacle, and you know, always a great afternoon out, of course, and certainly very popular over the last number of years. And we're going to speak to a man who's the secondary of the Avenue point-to-point, and that of course is Donal Barry, who kindly joins us here on Drive Time Sport. So firstly, it's hello to you, Donal, and thanks for joining us on Drive Time Sport.
Yeah, no, thanks, Barry, for having us on, and good to talk to you.
So the Avenue point-to-point upcoming, tell us more about that.
Yeah, so on Sunday the 12th of February, we host our annual point-to-point on the Avenue hunt held in Knockinard, just outside Fermoy. I suppose something slightly different this year as part of our race programme. We're holding, the first time in 70 years the open lightweight is going to be run as a banks race, so very excited about that.
And of course banks races at some of the big festivals, always a wonderful spectacle and very popular, so this really is unique for a point-to-point.
Yeah, I think Linkstown is about the only other course going at the moment. Yeah, I suppose, look, the idea stemmed from, our post-race meeting after the point-to-point in 2019. Our landowner, Jimmy O'Leary, was present, and he discussed the idea of possibly, his passion for horse racing and breeding, and he's a local farrier that's well known, and just came up with the idea that, look, he'd love to explore the possibility of actually constructing a banks course at the course in Knockinard. And I suppose, look, it was discussed with the committee, and I suppose, look, it was favourably looked on. And I suppose, like, after that, it was, there was a couple of the committee members took a visit to Punchestown Racecourse, who facilitated us very kindly on the day to go up and actually have a look at the banks and take some measurements. And look, what stemmed out of that was the decision to go ahead and construct a number of banks in the course in Knockinard. Where the passion came from it was, if you go back 70 or 80 years, there was actually a banks course at the race course in Knockinard, and point-to-points were actually held there for a number of years going back that time. And after that, then the course got moved to other various locations in kind of the North Cork area, and approximately 30 years ago the point-to-points returned to Knockinard, where the land was owned by Pat Moore, a close friend of Jimmy O'Leary. And I think, look, it's kind of an honour to Pat Moore that the banks course has returned to Knockinard,
Yeah, exactly. So it sounds like that there's been a lot of hard work going on over the course of the last couple of months.
Yeah, it's actually for the last couple of years, Barry. At the sort of been summer 2019, the banks were actually constructed. There was five or six of the committee members, along with the Jimmy O'Leary, the landowner. Spent a number of weeks up there constructing the banks, because the nature of soil and you need to leave ground settle and things like that. So it was kind of a 2 to 3 year plan in terms of, when they were constructed in 2019, it was kind of the vision to hold the banks race in maybe 2022. And when we explored it last year, just coming out of COVID and things like that, we felt, look, maybe just 2023 was more suitable. So, a couple of months ago, we approached the IHRB, who are our governing body, and discussed the opportunity with them, and in fairness, they were on board with it, and they granted the race conditions of the lightweight to be held over the banks course. So great excitement, and the excitement has led to new people coming on board. We had a launch last Saturday there, and it was great to see. We had approximately 30 people came for the launch of it, and thank Johnny Barry, our local point-to-point jockey, who came up on the day, and you know, he was on horseback, and he gave the banks the seal of his approval, you know.
Yeah, so it sounds like, you know, it's going to be a wonderful day. As I've said, you know, I suppose so many people will have so many great memories over the course of the years at, you know, Point to Points, watching, you know, the likes of all those great jockeys in action, I suppose, when we were talking, you know, here in Youghal. Davy Russell, of course, is a man that came up through the Point to Point ranks along with so many other class jockeys. But, you know, tell us what we have to look forward to on the day, Donal.
Yeah, so look, our Point to Point gets underway at 12:30, again on Sunday the 12th. I suppose, look, it's a six-race programme, depending on entries, you may have some divides. We open with a four-year-old maiden, which is always hotly contested. A number of top horses have won it that have gone on to bigger things. Our second race then is a five-year-old geldings, again, you know, very hotly contested contest. And I suppose, look, we've a various other races then for older horses, both mares and geldings. We've a mares winners race, obviously the open lightweight over the Banks course, which is our fourth race, and we conclude then with which is always our confined maiden for the local hunt then, which is our last race.
It sounds like it's going to be a great day out for all the family, and I suppose urging people, you know, in the locality and, you know, people around the county to come out and support it, because it's vital, I suppose, to maintain Point to Points going forward, that, you know, large crowds come along and enjoy the afternoon, because, you know, there'll be plenty of things to look forward to both on and off the track.
Oh yeah, definitely, you know. So, and I just think, you know, and again, you know, I think committees, you know, are always starting to, I suppose, you know, to encourage crowds back to Point to Points, thinking outside the boxes, you know, which, I suppose, different events on the day where dog shows or, you know, like what we're doing, a Banks race, just to, you know, something slightly different, like, you know. So yeah, hopefully a great day to look forward to, you know.
Yeah, I'm sure it will be fantastic. Just before we finish up, give us the date and time once again, Donal.
Yeah, so it's Sunday the 12th of February, 12:30 start, but we'd advise to, you know, get there well before that. We've ample parking, and I suppose, like, look, just to mention, keep an eye on our Facebook and Twitter page. There, I suppose, like, look, we've over the last 10 days, we've started putting little snippets up, and, you know, posts and tweets there, and I suppose, look, our followers, you know, have gone from kind of the maybe 70s to 80s to, we're up in the mid-200s followers there now in a short space of time, and we're continuing. We'll be putting up new pictures and, you know, further information on both our Twitter and Facebook pages near the date. And again, you mentioned it's great to see, you know, like the Davy Russell there, once we announced it there, he was on straight away with a message up on Twitter wishing us the best of luck. And, you know, I suppose, you know, it's great to see people, you know, giving the seal of the approval, and you know, we appreciate all the media coverage we can get through it.
Yeah, great stuff, Donal, of course, and you know, social media certainly the way to go. So to all our listeners, do check it out. I have been looking at some of the great images and videos that have been up there, so well done to all involved. Look, Donal, it was great speaking to you. We'll catch up with you maybe on the Friday before, if you're available for a chat. I'm sure the entries might be out at that stage, and you might be able to point our listeners in the right direction or in terms of a winner or two. But for now, thanks for joining us on Drive Time Sport, and keep up the great work.
Thanks, Barry.